6 months into his new role as Bloomington Police Chief, Dan Donath says his department has made progress in some key areas, including recruiting more minority and female officer candidates and changing and modernizing the department's culture. Donath tells Eric Stock he is not ready to take a victory lap over a drop in complaints against his officers from 20 in 2018 to 11 last year. He's not sure what it means, if anything.
I think there's always an ebb and flow to the number of complaints that you receive. We're happy the number is lower. We think that's a good thing. What exactly is behind it, we can't really say, but we appreciate the numbers being lower. But I found over the course of time that there's always an ebb and flow to police work and the number of complaints you might get. It's really kind of hard to say. It's almost like the crimes that some years go up, next year they go down. There's always a little bit of variance in a career of this nature or a job of this nature.
How much do you believe body-worn cameras have impacted police officers' behavior?
You know, it could have an effect on that. I certainly believe that there is some effect. But one of the things that we find, though, is, you know, a lot of times when people might complain, it might be because, you know, they're getting arrested. And a lot of times these folks don't even realize or remember that you have a camera on, because in the moment they might be intoxicated, they might be very emotionally charged, things of that nature. And it's really irrelevant to them that camera is on. And so I think there's some factor involved with the body-worn cameras, but I don't know that it's all of it.
It may be in the back of the mind of the officer, I'm thinking, though.
It's hard for me to say in that regards without asking them specifically.
What role has the Bloomington Public Safety and Community Relations Board had in reducing the number of complaints?
Well, I'm glad that they're there, because I think it's important for, you know, a city to have a second place that they could go to. Because if you had a police department, let's say they were doing something nefarious and they investigated their own complaints and it never really turned to seem to work out very well, I think that it's good to have that check and balances, to have someone else they can turn to evaluate those things. So I think their role and their value is important, even though they've gotten very little to no work to do in regards to reviewing complaints that we've followed up on. I think it's important that they're there.
And in your 6 months on the job as chief, have you addressed or stressed any officer protocols when they're in public? Has any of that changed or refocused?
Well, to a small degree, let's say. When I first became chief, within a couple of weeks, I went and met with all of our officers, on their different shifts and their different divisions, and explained to them what my expectations were. And so I went through a list of, you know, what I expect from them, because I think it's important when you work as an officer to know what are we trying to achieve and how are we trying to handle calls for service. And so I set those expectations. Haven't had the follow-up that I would like to this juncture, but because I know that's part of the process. If you want to change your culture a little bit, then you need to have follow-up on those things.
To what degree did you feel a culture change was needed?
Well, I think it's one of these things where as time goes by, you know, one of the things that I realize is that you should reevaluate what you do and why you do it. And in some businesses, and probably police work, we're slow to do that. We're slow to change. And so it was important to me when I became chief was to say, all right, so I've been a police officer for 25 years. The things that we did 25 years ago aren't necessarily the same things that we should be doing today. So let's take a hard look at those type of things and reevaluate what we're doing and the world we live in, and where do those two things land? Where do they meet at?
And are there certain things that you have found that were 25 years old that you were still doing?
You know what? To a certain degree, yeah, there are certain things. For example, I think mental health is a big component of the world that we live in. A lot of the calls that we have for service are related to mental health. And 25 years ago, you might have somebody, stealing from the local grocery store just simply to go back to jail and have a place to stay. They maybe have a mental condition. And our process was, okay, well, they committed a crime, drive them to the jail, drop them off, when really it was more of a homelessness issue or a mental health issue. And so in 2020, we're looking at trying to resolve those issues as opposed to just fulfilling that law enforcement role of just drive them to the jail and drop them off, and then that's our role, and that's it.
Now, the latest case from the Public Safety and Community Relations Board found no wrongdoing by an officer, but recommended the department put in a formal notification policy following this 2016 case in which a Bloomington police officer voided a drunk driving citation. In this instance, the suspect didn't realize until we had showed up for his court date that it had been voided. He was still charged and pleaded guilty, but the officer admitted the mistake, tried to correct it. The individual had gone to the hospital and was not immediately accessible. So is a notification policy change something the department plans to address?
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. I know that Assistant Chief Chad Walmsley is a representative that attends the PSCRB meetings, and he mentioned that to me at the end of yesterday. I was off-site all day. So, yeah, we'll definitely take a look at it and see how that might fit into what we currently do.
That is Bloomington Police Chief Dan Donath with Eric Stock. Donath says he could have hired up to 16 officers this year. The department is already short 8 officers, with 3 soon to retire and 3 more to go on permanent disability. He says the city has budgeted 2 more officer positions. He's pleased with the women and minority applicant pool in the current crop of candidates.